the ear of the kli, the yod of, or the handle of the kli is tayrim. Hey, that rabbanu made exera not to matama these things. Rashi toichav yugnav yaznav yodav tayrim. The chiv on the tum is zud rabbanim. We're talking about this mashkin was only a tum of the rabbanim. The mashkin like your hands that are tamei touched water, so you matama this mashkin with the rabbanim. And now this mashkin went and touched the back of the kli, so it's only tamei with the rabbanim here. Semela avdu bo hekera. The rabbanim made a hekera means made some different halachas here to lay do that people should know tamei the rabbanim here, that this tum is only tamei with the rabbanim. If now truma touches this kli, if you're going to think the kli is tamei midiraisa, the halacha is you have to burn the truma. But now that this kli only has truma the rabbanon, you're not allowed to burn the truma the kodeshim. Meila vekilubo, the rabbanon made a kula only to say the outside is tamei and not the inside. V'chein v'furish, that says in the Gemara v'chayris, oidnoi min tzvosoi the rim nakfula letzad chutz goes on the outside, horoi letashmish. Oznoi k'moi oizan achavius, the ear of the kli, of the chavius, or the barrel, shkon anshe balav, the yod of kli, shreish le yakud vein mechavius, a handle of the kli. So, this is Beisilul's gzera. So Beisilul is gezer, that you shouldn't wash your hands first. Because if you're going to wash your hands first, we're afraid after you wash your hands have still a little wetness on it. When it touches the outside of the kli, since the outside is tamei, it's going to matama your hands. It's matama the mashkin, matama the water on your hands, and then the water will matama your hands again. So when you go to eat, you're again eating with tamei that you're dying. The other third, for the more now, this part of the Mishnah still. Nitma toichai, but let's say the tumor went inside the kli, then nitma kulai. Then even though it's only a tumor with the Rabbanan, then the Rabbanan said the whole kli is tummy. So it was enough for Rabbanan to make a hecker that only if the outside of the kli was makabal tumor, that just the outside remains tummy, and the inside still remains tumor. So we'll soon say now get a cloak. For the more of my commissary, what's now the machlokes again between Beishamai and Beitilos? That Beishamai says the Yetzer is first wash your hands, and then go to drink this kleis of yayin, and then you'll eat your bread. And Beitilos says no, but after first drink the kleis of yayin, and then go to wash your hands. What's the machlokes tolian? Beishamai savri also lishtamesh bekli shenitmo achurov b'mashkin. Beishamai says the whole year round, even b'chulin, you're not supposed to use such a kli. If the outside of the kli is tamei, you shouldn't use such a kli. As a male of the mashkin, why? Gzeira mishum nitzotis. We're afraid that you're going to fill it inside with water. Now we're afraid some of the water from the inside will spritz on the outside, and when the mashkin comes on the outside of the kli, the mashkin now becomes like a rishon l'tuma. So if your hand is going to touch the kli, your hand will always become tamei. Therefore, Beishamai says, Metchila, you're not allowed to use such a kli that the outside of it is tummy. Semela v'lekala migzor, shema yitmu hamashkin, shevyadayim b'kais. Therefore, Beishamai says, you don't have Beisilul's gzera. Beishamai says, you're allowed to wash your hands first. Now, what is Beisilul afraid of? If you wash your hands first, you have some mashkin on your hands. When you touch the kli, sometimes the outside of the kli is tamei, and then it'll be metame the mashkin in your hands, and the mashkin will be metame your yadayim. But according to Beishamai, you're not supposed to use that kli altogether. So you're never afraid that the kelim you're using in the middle of the meal, the back of it is tamei. We're never afraid of that. So now Beishamai says very good. The best answer is wash your hands metchila, make sure your hands are tamei, a tohor, and then go drink the yayin. We're not afraid the kli is tamei, and then eat your bread. You have no gezeris. That's because Beishamai says you're never supposed to use a kli that the ocher is tummy. Who Beisilul Saver, Beisilul holds no. Mutim l'shtamas b'kli shenitmo achura b'mashkin. Beisilul says no, you're allowed to. You're allowed to use a kli, even though the outside is tummy. So what? Amri nitzutzis l'shchichi. I'm on a show. The outside of it is tummy. Now when you touch it with your hand, we had before, this keli is only a tummy d'rabban and a sheni. It's not matami your hands. So stamp to touch it with your hands out, they say, well, there's no gzera, touch it with your hands. The outside is tamei, the kli is not matama the other. The only reason why Beishamai said not to use it, because we're afraid sometimes from the water inside the kli will fall on the outside. Now if your hand touches the kli, since this kli is tamei, it's matama the mashkin, and mashkin always becomes a rishon l'tumah. So the mashkin is a rishon, now we're afraid if your hand touches it, your hand will become tamei also. That's only if we're afraid the water from the inside will spill on the outside. Beisul says, no, I'm not afraid. Water from the inside doesn't spill on the outside. Therefore, it's true, the outside is tamei, but there's no mashkin there. So if your hand touches it, the kli is not matami your hands. So they still say, sorry, mutter lishtamash bekli. You're allowed to use such a kli. I don't have the gzer. We're not afraid the water inside will spill on the outside. If you're going to wash your hands first here, now when you're washing your hands, even though you dry it up, it may still be some wetness on your hands. So with this wet hands now is going to come and touch this kli, the kli is going to tama the mashkin on your hands, and the mashkin will tama your yadayim. Therefore, Beis Hillel says, the best thing is first drink the yayim. And after you finish with the kais, then you wash your hands. So the Gemara, if you eka lemeichosh, shem yitnu mashkin shem yudayim machmas hakais. Therefore, Beis Hillel says, the best answer is, first drink the wine, and then you wash your hands. Because if you're going to wash your hands first, we're afraid there'll still be some water left over on your hands. And he holds you not to use kelim that are tummy. So when this wetness on your hand touches the keli, the wetness will become a rishon l'tumah, and then it'll be metami yadayim. That's Beis Hillel's sheet is, first drink the wine, and then wash your hands. Dover achas l'tumah, another swearing Beis Hillel, we hold halacha, that there's a cloud of takers of tefillah shadayim sudah, a pashat geret. Here we're talking about first you want to drink the wine, and then you can eat the bread later. So Beis Shammai says, first wash your hands, then drink the yayin, then make a moitzi. How they still know? Then have taken. Right after you wash your hands, you're supposed to make a moitzi right away. So anyway, you can't hear first wash your hands, then make a baruch for your and drink the wine, and then make a moitzi. Take it until Shabbayim Sudim, and you have to make a moitzi right away. For the Gemara, my dove racher, what does Beis Hillel have to have another svar for? Hovikomalu Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Levitchu, according to you, the Amrisu Osa, Lishtamish Bekli, Shachur of Temeim, according to you, Beis Shammai, that you say, you're not allowed to use a kli, that the back is tummy, because you're afraid that the inside water will come on the outside of the kli, so then that water is a rishon l'tumah, and it'll be matami yodayim, therefore Beis Shammai says, don't use a kli, that the back of it is tummy, so according to your svara, the yetzer is first to wash your hands, and then to drink the kais, afilu hachi, still Beis Hillel has a tiny back to you, Beis Shammai, adifa. Still, my halacha is better than your halacha. To take it, with you said, I am suda, there's a cloud take it. Right after you wash your hands, you should always make a moitzi. So therefore, even though Beis Shammai has his svara, here, but if you said, I am, first drink the wine, then make the tefillah shadayim, and then you make the moitzi. Trashi ho adifa, the mazla is kais tchila, v'yachach hach tefillah shadayim, while take it for suda, v'yachach chashashas and itzaitzis, you Beis Shammai have gezeres, maybe there'll be water from the inside, but come on the outside of Mafkos Hilchasu. Vizum Hilchasudhi. Because this is a Klor Allah and Hilchasuda. That right here is the Tzul Shadayim, you have to make a Moitzi. You can't go ahead and drink your wine in between. And if about the Allah, we held like Beis Hillel. If you want to drink wine before the Suda, you make a Boruch Pegof and drink the Yayin, and first later you wash your hands. Say the Yatakasha, God Lechosh Leliel, Terek Ketim of Orchim. Before we have three tkifas inside this halacha, mishum deshnuyeh b'mishnah. This says in the mishnah, it's lechosh le'mishnayah, since the Farish a mishnah here. So, therefore, it does not say in the Gemara before. Right. They shama yomim mekaneach. Another machlekes in the mishnah was when you have a napkin, or after you wash your dayim rishonim, now you wipe your hands with a napkin. Now, what do you do with this napkin? Where are you allowed to keep this napkin? This napkin you use throughout the rest of the meal, you want to wipe your hands. So Beis Shammai says, you're allowed to leave it on the table. And Beis Hillel says, no, you would not have to leave it on your chair or on the ksos on your pillow. But you can't put it on the shulchan. So the machlokes, this napkin that you wipe your hands from, where can you put it? Is it better to put it on the table or better to put it on the ksos, on the pillow? So tomorrow, turn around on Beis Shammai omrim mekaneach yada b'mata. After you wash your hands, you dry your hands with a towel, a mop, or a napkin. Or manich al shulchan. If you want to, you're allowed to leave it on the shulchan. Or if you're supposed to put it on the shulchan. Shema toim ner al aksos. Because if you're going to say, not on the shulchan, but on your chair, or on the pillow, it's the gzeiro shema yitmu mashkin shabamata, mach masaksos. That he's afraid you just wipe your hands on this towel. So this towel has a little wetness to it. So he has to be afraid if you're going to put it on something tamei, the tamadik exhaust, the chair or the pillow, is going to be tamadik smashka. and now later in the middle of the meal, you use this napkin again to wipe your hands. So if the mashkin in the mappa is tamei, it's going to tamei your hands in the middle of the meal. So you have to be careful to put this mappa, this napkin, on the place that's not tamei. So the shami holds, stamp, sauce, your chairs, or the pillows are tamei. So Mel, it's better etza to put the napkin on the table, which Beshami holds the shulchan should not be tamei, where to put it on your ksos, which is yitamei. So the shem yitma mashkin shemamata machmas haksos the yatz will be yitamei as yadayim, and then in the middle of a meal when you're going to wipe your hands on this napkin, since the napkin is tamei from the wet water that touched the ksos, we're afraid it'll be matamei yadayim. Oh, well, that the best you could do, you could do. Here you can't help it. But here you can help it, though. Here's an eitzah, put it on the shulchan. If there's an eitzah, better do the eitzah. Oh, we'll see. You could have to do the best you could do. Right. Rashi, mashke sheva mapa. Shema yehein mashke tefeich oleho. Machmas nigru fayadayin. When you went to wipe your hands on a towel, we're afraid there'll still be wetness in the towel. The yatsu v'yatamu es yadayin. And we're afraid now this wetness will be mekabel tumah, we'll soon see, from either the ksos or else from the shulchan. And later, when you wipe your hands on it, it's going to tamei your hands. Kesheikaneach v'otamid b'teich hasuda. They use this for the napkin throughout the whole meal. So you're always busy wiping your hands on this napkin. So if the napkin is tumah, it's going to tamei your hands. Therefore, the eitz of Eshamah says, let's put it on the shulchan. For the Gemara, v'netamayu ksos l'mapa, why do we have to be afraid that there's wetness in the towel? Why don't we stand say that chair we matama the mapa? And the Gemara we have before ain't kli matama kli. One kli can't be matama another kli. Kli is only makabel tumma from an ava tumma. From a rishna tumma doesn't make another tumma on a kli. So yes, tam the ksos can't be matama the towel. But the Gemara v'nimtayu ksos legavra. But when the man sits on the chair, if the chair is tummy, why doesn't the man become tummy touch the chair? Now the Gemara also gufa legavra gufa. Now the Gemara ain't kli matam adam, the same thing. And a kli is not matam an adam. An adam and kelim are only matabu tumma from an ava tumma. A rishna tumma can't be matam a keli or an adam. A rishna tumma is only matam oichlin, tam matam adam. Therefore, Beishamai says the yetzer is to put this wet towel on the table or on the chair. He holds tam the chair is tummy, and he holds the table is not tummy. So the yetzer is put it on the table. Ubeisil Rangman Beisil says no. Alaksos. Beisil holds it's better to put this wet towel on the chair. Why? Shematoi malashuchin. If you say like you Beishamai put it on the shuchin, Zer Hashem Yitma Mashkin Shemamapa Machmas Ashuchin. As Beishil holds for careful, since Beisil holds, you're allowed to use the shuchin as tummy. So he's afraid the shuchin is tummy. So if you're going to put this wet cloth on the table will be matama the mashkin inside the wet cloth, and later we're going to wipe your hands from the towel, it's going to matama your hands. The yachs will be matama the yachlin. Or even better still, it'll be matama the yachlin even. When you have this wet towel on the table, mistamas to touch the food, and it'll go be matama the yachlin. Mashkin is matama yachlin. Rashi mach meshulchan, reforce the kamei. The savri befilul mutil ishtamish beshulchan sheni. Befilul holds you're allowed to eat on a table, even on a table has a tumish sheni on it. For the Gemara, will the tamei shulchan loichlin shebetoichlin? Of a zay stamazoy one, according to befilul, all your food should become tamei. If you're allowed to use the shulchan as tamei, you put food on top of the table, let the shulchan be tamei the oichlin. And the Gemara, hocho beshulchan sheni yaskinu. It's clear, it's shver, oichlin is mekabel tumah from a rishon. That's the kashya. The avimin was the shulchan is a rishon tumah. So anytime you put food on top of the table is matam of the oichlin. And the Gemara we're talking about the shulchan is a sheni tumah. V'yein sheni ois a shlishi b'chulin. Negeit the stam meeting chulin, halachri the sheni doesn't make a shlishi. For truma amo we're machmir. But for stam chulin, you don't have to be machmir, you're allowed to eat a shlishi. Eli de mashkin. Now the only way you'll have the tumah is only ayi de mashkin. That's why you have this gezeira. We're afraid that the napkin will become tummy from the shulchan. Eli de mashkin. For the morning of a ma'akim miflugi, what's the machloekis beisham and beisilu? He's both are masking for the same yisoid. That this wet towel, we have to put it on some place that it won't become tummy. Because if the water becomes tummy, we're afraid when you use it in the middle of the meal, your hands will be. There, by them, a sheni makes the shlishi. So if you eat truma, you can't eat it on the Shulchan Sheni. So the Shara makes the gzeira, nobody should ever eat on the Shulchan Sheni. Because if you start to do it, people eat truma there also. You're afraid of the Kahanim when they eat the truma. Kahanim has reason, they know the halachas. They'll make sure not to eat that truma on the Shulchan that has a Tumah Sheni. But a regular Yisrael, whenever he wants to eat, he's allowed to eat on the Shulchan that has Tumah Sheni to it. It makes the Shlishi, for Chulun there's no Din Shlishi. This is Beisilu Svara. That's Machlekes. Therefore, Beisilu says, since the Shulchan is Tumah, and since the Ksos is Tumah, it's better to put it on the Ksos. It's allowed to still have to have a husband, that's why. But according to Beishami, it's good. The Shami holds the Ksos is Tameh, but the Shulchan is Torah. Therefore, it's better to leave it on the table, because the table is Torah. But according to Beis Shammai, we're just saying the Shulchan could also be Tameh. But according to the Ksos, the table, the chair, could also be Tameh. So why does Beis Hillel Badafya say, put it on the chair, not on the table? That was something. So Baracha, another Svari is, Ein Nepilus Yedayim Lechulim in Atara. With your eyes, you don't have to wash your hands. There's never been to wash your hands with your eyes. Said Gemara, my dog Raka, what do we need this new story for? Hokei kama lo beishama lo beishama. Beithil lo beishama. Vechi teimru, maishno gabi oichlin, dichai shinon, o maishno gabi yedayin, de loich hashinon. This is the kasha that we're asking now back to beishama. According to Beithil. Why does Beithil say to put it on the cloth on the chair more than the table? Vechu, they're both coming. So what are we afraid of? If you put it on the table, though, there's a new maila. On the table, you have food. So we're afraid that the napkin not only is going to be matama your hands, but it'll also be matama the echlin. Mashenkin, if you keep the napkin on the chair, so we're never afraid the food will touch the napkin. The only thing that's a tough napkin is only your hands. So it's better to just let the hands be tamei than rather put the mapper on the shulchan where they'll come in contact with the food. So the marafilu hochi ho adifa. So why is it better to watch the food, make sure the food remains tore, rather than worrying about the hand? The ain the tilos shadayim lechulim min atayra. There's never a locha midiraisa that you have to worry about washing your hands. Washing your hands midiraisa you don't have. So melo ho adifa. The ain the tilos shadayim lechulim min atayra is melo mutiv shitamo yadayim the less mulikim midiraisa. It's better to keep this napkin on your chair, because on your chair the only thing that's going to touch it is only your hand. And even if your hands do become tamei, it has no mokum midiraisa to wash your hands. But don't put this matzah, this wet towel, on the table, because on the table we're afraid it'll touch the eichlin. And if it's a time of the eichlin, that's a more chomer dikadin, the islayikim midiraisa. Midiraisa, the real halach is that eichlin is makabel tumma. And you have to, it should become makabel tumma. If it has makabel tumma, it's halach, you can eat at certain times. You can eat certain eichlin because of makabel tumma. So that has a makor midiraisa, so that's basically svara. You're better off leaving the napkin on the chair, which doesn't come in contact with the food, than leaving on the table, where it'll be the time of the food. So Rashi, afilu loch yu adifa, loch Hashem ira mikra shi yishtam shu b'shuchan sheni, le'inichenu agab yashuchan, shu etetamu es eichlin. That's basically svara, don't put it on top of the table, because maybe the time of the eichlin, mas mas maskin shibor. Mi lochosh, from just being afraid, because the time of Machum is Ksos, the Tatsu Tikkur Shadayim. You put it on the chair, there you only have a chash, maybe you'll touch it with your hands. Master Zeichlin, that's fine. So, okay, so that's based still with Svara. Man is there, we don't have this so much. Right. Beisham Yom Mechabdi. Now, Allah was back to Maya Machreinu. Maya Machreinu was a Machreikis. Should you first clean off the table and then wash my machronim, or should you first wash my machronim and then clean off the table? Tana Rabbana, they shama yomri mechabdin es abayis. First clean off the table. Either you ate on a shulchan and clean the table off, or else you ate on the floor. You used to lie like on a bed, clean off by the karka. The yachakach letni yadayim, and then you wash my machronim. So it's the shama why shemato I'm letni yadayim kilos. If you're going to wash first my machronim, nimsa atamast the toichlin. If you were afraid that either the water will fall upon the eichlim, we also soon see that we're afraid who's going to take off the table. If you leave it after benching, the shamish takes off the table, and the shamish holds you're allowed to use namorot for shamish. He doesn't know the law because you're afraid he'll throw away the bread. Therefore, you're supposed to take care of the bread before you wash my machreinim, that you should take care of it. That it shouldn't come with a massive eichlim.
Some say not good with this. The Shammai says you don't have to first wash by Machronim. Halacha is first clean off the table, take care of all the bread, and then you wash by Machronim. The more my time, let me shimpruge. Worship shatas are afraid of the pieces. Either the water will go on the pieces and mops it, or some were afraid that afterwards you won't take care of the leftover pieces, you'll just leave it there. Rashi mops it as eichlin, shemayim achroinim mitozna leim demotim. Mashmas poshid, that the water from the mayim achroinim itself will fall onto the eichlin and be nimas the eichlin. Right, so Beitil Olaim Rim, Beitil says, im sham ish tamud chochim hu, v'sham ish besul holds no. First, wash mayim achroinim, that means then bench. And then you worry about taking off the table. Why? Because who takes off afterwards? The shamish. So they still hold him. Shamish tamachachem hu noito pirurin sheish ben kezayis. He'll make sure to take care of the perum leftover pieces that have a kezayis. Or maniyah perum shein bo kezayis. And he'll leave over the perum shein bo kezayis. You don't have to worry about there'll be a hesed for the oichlin. The shamish noito will take care of it. So the more mispad on the Rabbi Yechon. Here you have a right of Yechon din. Yom Rabbi Yechonin pirurin. If you have pieces of bread, small pieces, it depends. Shame behem kezayis. If you don't have a kezayis in one piece, is mutli avdin beyond. You'd rather just leave it to be mabrit. But mashenkin, if you have the kezayis, then it's also to be mabrit. So Tzayis says here, for real, let's play kezayis mutli avdin beyond. So Tzayis is of a miyo koshel on yusa. But about it's a dead sim, they come a poor person from that. In the mina per kol abosa. And there's no issur as be ma'abed the eichlin. The gate to eichlin, saying like batashkis. If it doesn't have a shir kizayis, there's no issur batashkis on it. But shenken, there is a gemara that you stand mevaza the crumbs of bread. It's a chsarin of being a kola. You come to an oni. They are talking about alocha be ma'abed the eichlin. If it has less than the kizayis, there's no issur to be ma'abed. For the more the ma'akim of the, what's the machlokes by tulu by shamai, where the first is mayim achroinim and then cleaning off. You're not allowed to have a waiter that's not moritz. You can't use it for shamish. But they shamai savri mutal ishtamish shamish shamoritz. Because that's what machlekes. They shamai holds you're allowed to use not moritz for shamish. If you're going to first wash mayim achroinim, which means you're going to bench first, and then who's going to take off the bread? The shamish will take off. He could be not moritz. He doesn't know the halacha. He'll throw away even pieces of the kezayis. Therefore, Beishamai says, you have to first take care of the bread, and first clean off the bread. And then you wash on the bench. They still hold no. He holds you're not allowed to use the shamash that's not moritz. So maybe you could wash and bench first, and then let the shamash take care of it. He's a Talmud Chacham, he knows halachas, he won't throw away the bread. No, not from this, no. Commenting is like that. The bracha should be chal upon something. And the ganze perikhi halacha ke beisilu. Usually we pass on beisilu. Bar meho, except from this halacha here, the hilchos ke beishamai. We pass on beishamai. The what that you're allowed to use in the shamash amoris. You grab any shamash, grab a shiksa, grab a Mexican, I say. So now they don't know the halachas. So you have to be afraid of they'll take care afterwards. They'll throw away the bread that has the kezayis. Therefore, here you're supposed to first take care of the bread, and then you wash the mayim achroinim. He holds no, even here also the lachlan is like Beisil. But Tzai says, the kula fing lachlan Beisil ba mihocha. In time of Abu. So here also we hold like Beisil, like Beishamah. That what the mechila first you should take care of the bread. And then you worry about the mayim achroinim and the benching. The halacha is brought down that b'zman is there. It's about usually the easy wash mayim achroinim in the other room, or else you have a kite with it to wash mayim achroinim with that doesn't spill on the bread. So we're not such afraid of hefsed oichlam today. So ma'aseh today our mini gives that first we wash mayim achroinim and we bench it, then we take off the table. And we're not marked with so much without to take off the bread from the table before we wash. As they go b'zman is there, the tefil shadayim doesn't stir the bread so much. Right, the Bishama Yemim Neramozim. Shami says, by Havdola, here was the case where you had Shalashudis, and you only had one kais left over, so you left it to make Havdola and to bench on the same kais. So Bishama says, first you do Ner, then Mozen, then Tsumim, then Havdola. So the Gemara, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Ikloi, Levei Rovi. He went into Rav's house. Chazi LeRovi saw Rav the Baruch had the Sam Bereisha. He saw him first make a Baruch Minei B'samim, and then he made a Baruch Meroish. Amalei, Michti, Beishamai Beisilu, Amor Loi Pligi. On Baruch Meroish, nobody's Mechulikon. Titania, Beishamai Yermrim, Ner Umozun B'samim. Be Abdullah. Beishamai says, first you make a Baruch on the Ner, then you bench, in a case we use in this case for benching and for Abdullah, then the Sam, then Abdullah. Or Beitil Loimim, and our Mishnah says, Ner of Besomim. Even Beitil says, first you make a bracha on Ner, Boromir Eish, and then you make a bracha on Besomim. Mazin Vavdomah. So how come Rav here made a bracha like we do, first on Besomim, then on Ner? In our Mishnah, according to both Beisham and Beitil, you're supposed to make a bracha on the Ner first, then the Besomim. And the Gemara on the Rav Abasrei, Zudiv Rav Neya. You're right, our Mishnah is going to leave with the Rav Neya. Abu Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda, another Tanis says Takeret, and was supposed to be passed on to Rabbi Yehuda, he says like this, Lernech Lukul Beishamim Beisilul Ala Mosrin Shubatchila. Both are asking when you have to bench and make Abdullah in the same case, that's first you bench. Take care of benching. The Al Abdullah Shibisoy, and at the end you make Abdullah. Amanech Lukul, what's the Machlekis Ala Mor Ala Besomim? What's the state of these two brachas? You make a Burmi Eish first, and then the Psalm, or the Psalm first, then the Eish. Shev Hashem, or Yerim Al Hamor, or Yachakach Psalmim. Or the Sil Oimim, like we do, the Psalmim, first you make the Burmi Eish, Psalmim, the Yachakach Mor, and then you make the Burmi Eish. The Yom Rab Yechanan, no go Oilam, the Velt Fritzach, Shev Hashem, I'll leave it to Rab Yehuda. Like if Yehuda says, that's the way we do. That first we make the Burmi Eish, Psalmim, and then we make the Burmi Eish. Remember, Rav did good, I'll leave it to according to Rab Yehuda. By the Bisham Yemim Shabor. Machlokes in the Mishnah, what's the Nusach Abrocha? Bisham said Shaboro or, and Beisil says, Borim Yerehesh. Omar Rova. So how many words the Machlokes is if you say Shaboro or Borim? That's the Machlokes. So Omar Rova. Biboro Kuliamule Pligi de Boromashma. If you'd say Boro, like Bisham said, that Zichemen, Akarish Rochu already created. And that's what we have to say here, Baish. Because they're making a brichas hashvach that the Eibishter already created the fire. Trashi, the borah mashma, lishavar, like he did it already. The yofaloyim, that's good to say. Shabriya sa'or. Why do we make a bracha on Eish, Matsoy Shabbos? For the creation of fire. Shabora b'sheshes shemei breshes. Is mesham chenoisei, the fish of Matsoy Shabbos nivra k'neminim b'psochem. B'psochem says that other Marishan, after Matsoy Shabbos, he found two stones and rubbed it together, and he created the Eish. The male is supposed to give a shvach that the aim is to create a fire. So everybody has boro is good. Keep pligi the boro. The machleik says, what does lashon boro mean? Beishamai savri boro the osed lemivra that he's going to create. So therefore, he can't say this. He can't give a shvach. Hashem will create fire. He already created fire. But beishamai savri no boro is not only the boro mashm. It's also a lashon of osed because God created the rain. For the more that can't be the machleik. Most of Rav Yosef. The Pesukim say, Yoitzer or Uvoire Choshech. Zemnach Uvoire means that he created already. Choshech Hashem made Choshech already. Yoitzer Horem Uvoire Ruach. He already created the Ruach. Voire Hashemayim, Benoitayim. Akash Baruch already created the Shemayim. So you see, Voire could also Zichem mean he did already in the Yosef. So what's the Machlokes then? Beisul and Beishamai? Emam Rab Yosef. The Boro Voire Kuyamalei Pligi the Boro Mashma. That's not the Machlokes. Everybody's masking both is good. Boire is also a lotion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu created already. Keep ligi, where's the machlokes? The ma'or or moire? Beis Shammai says the lotion is Bore ma'or. And Beis Hillel says Bore ma'ore, a lotion rabbin. What's the machlokes? To Beis Shammai, Savri chode nuhura ika benura. There's like only one color in the fire. The fire looks red, there's only one color there. Pass one bracha, one. Or Beis Hillel, Savri tuva nuhura ika benura. There's a lot of different colors in the fire. It's red, white, what else? Red, white, blue sometimes. You have different colors there. Therefore, Pastor Meg, Borei Morei Yoresh. Tani Nami Hochi. Ormulem Beishamai Beishamai. Harbei Moreis Yoresh Bor. A lot of different type of colors in the fire. And that's what we owe the Locha. We make a lot of different, we make the Bracha Borei Morei Yoresh. Rashi, Harbei Moreis. Shalheves Aduma, it's red, Lavona, white, Yerakroka is kind of a green, bluish green. Right, Ein Mevorchim. This just said you don't make a bracha on the somim or an ner that came from a goy. But this lay the ner, you have a ner that a goy made, because this fire did not rest on Shabbos. Rasulati, you only make a bracha borim reish on a fire that rested throughout Shabbos. Because either you first made the fire after Shabbos, or else the fire was still lit from before Shabbos, but not from a fire that was lit on Shabbos. Even though it's only a guy doing it, but since the Yisrael would have lit it on Shabbos and be an Aveira, they can't use that type of fire. Shadrashi Mishum Shleshavas, Mimleches Aveira. Shoevi Kechodim Oysa Malachal Oirei. If a guy lights fire, makes a fire on Shabbos, he can't use that fire for a bracha on Eish. B'tayim L'kamon, Or Shleshavas Eim Avorchen Alov. Hoyov Nes Abda Boy Aveira. What's tremendous? Chiddush is Rashi. When a guy lights a fire on Shabbos, he didn't do an Aveira. It's not called did an Aveira. Rashi just means, since the Yisrael would have done this mice, it would have been an Aveira, it's also awesome. So this time, a guy's fire you can't light, because we're afraid he lit the fire on Shabbos. Ela b'sam my time aloy. What's wrong if you smell some burn that belongs to a guy? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Hocha b'mesibas o'etikov maskinim. We're talking about the goyim got together and made a suda. And stam their suda is a shame they avoid the zoro. If they should stam the sibas o'etikov ma avoid the zoro he. So it's together like it's a takrubis avoid the zoro, and therefore it's also banu. Fred Gemara, but me, the Tony Seifer, but our Mishnah says another case in the Seifer. It's just two cases, not from a guy and not from an avoid the Zorah. Is Mechlal the Reisha Lamba avoid the Zorah Askinen? Since it says here's the avoid the Zorah not to do, Mashma the Reisha is not talking about an avoid the Zorah. On Rav Chanina Misur, you know, my time come and the Mishnah is explaining Shan the Reisha. My time ain't Mevorchin lo yalaner. What's wrong? You can't use psalmim that belong to goyim. It's only in a certain case where the goyim are using that psalm now by their sudis that they make a big suda, and stam goyim's mesiba is the same avoid the zara. Therefore, it's awesome. Tana rabbanim, or sheshavas mevorchin olam. If or that rested, I mean, either you lit the fire before Shabbos and burning those Shabbos, or else you first light the match after Shabbos. That's fine, you can make a bar mirish. Mishaloi Shabbat, though, the din rest, I mean, it was created on Shabbos, and Mavorach and Olof. Or my Lish Shabbat, what does it mean, the din rest? Inay Maloi Shabbat, Machmas Malacha, it din rest through doing Malacha.